Welcome to Off Dice and Myths, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast with a radio show twist.
Well, where you had most recently left off some further discussions, good old Maggie, and she had instructed you that the next task on your chore list, underneath this barrow you had been pointed to, you have been told there is access to one of the ley lines of the area, but something is blocking that ley line, and that's necessary for the flow of magic, something rather important in the Isle of Destiny. And the recent events have caused a shake-up, and although some of the details are not entirely clear, it is highly suspected that this shake-up and blockage is the result of one fey in particular, one Faegir. Well, Maggie had informed you that this Faegir was a bit of a nasty fellow, at least uncooperative, perhaps, and that likely there have been obstacles placed in your way on the way to Faegir. When we left off, you had all tucked in for the evening in the area, and you had camped out in front of the door of the burrow, where several large stone pillars, each probably like 10 feet, 2x2, large enough, were standing, several of which had kind of fallen over, giving you a natural little camp area.
Hello! This is Casey, your lore master, player, editor. I play Nethrin, the human barbarian. Getting over a little bit of a cold, so excuse the accent and the weird voice breaks. I don't know.
Hello there, I'm Dethrin, and I'm a ranger, half elf.
Yeah, what? Player? What's your
player
name?
Oh, by the way, my name is Cameron.
Hi.
If it wasn't obvious by now.
It wasn't, actually, until you said your name, so I'm glad that we got that out of the way. Yeah. Hi, my name is Evan. I'll be playing a scene, Son of Saoirse. I'm a warlock of some variety.
Something. And I'm Ashley, and I play Skye, the human monk.
And I am Ben. Play all the inanimate objects in the whole world, including every inanimate object you've ever interacted with.
I have a question.
Yes.
What about animate objects?
Animate objects, that's Jerry.
Okay.
And he sucks, so.
Yeah, I thought we fired him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's still sitting in the corner of the room. Probably tell him to leave.
I was wondering what happened to my vibrating wand. Damn it, Jerry.
Get out of here.
Go.
We're not going to touch that vibrating wand because.
You shouldn't until it has had at least a good alcohol bath. You don't know where it's been.
I could just start it for
a bit. I don't want to know.
Ignorance is bliss, everyone. That's our tagline for everything.
Yeah.
Name of our episode.
Today's episode.
Ignorance is bliss. Starring. Now let's go do some stuff.
Yay! Starring Asin and Dazernan, the most ignorant people in the party.
Oh, don't worry. You're all vaguely ignorant, at least.
Woohoo!
Yay! We're not alone in this.
Oh, boy. And when we left off, you had all taken a rest, indeterminate amount of time. The warm glow of peach on the horizon begins to come up, and you're all fairly used to waking up with the sun, so too long before you're all beginning to rouse around camp. Is there anything in particular anyone would like to do at camp?
I stole everybody's blankets again.
Is just in this pile of mismatched and assorted blankets.
I'm a Nestrin burrito.
It's a nest.
Oh, it's a Nestrin. I don't know why I rolled for it. I imagine that Nestrin also, instead of grabbing a scene, who's also very clingy to his blanket, I imagine it just ended up, he just is now also in the pile, lost somewhere.
Yes. In the process of pulling the blanket over. Osin refused to let go, so Nestrin just dragged the whole thing over. And I see him just kind of wormed his way into the side of the nest.
It's not a perfect solution, but he didn't go cold.
Sounds like a pretty good deal.
It should be noted that it is, boy, where we are right now, it's particularly unwarm. But in this place, it's a kind of a spring time, or no, I'm sorry, it's kind of a fall time of year. So while there is kind of a crispness in the air and the dew in the grass may not be warm on the toes, no one was in any danger of freezing or anything like that over the night. Although it certainly would get a little uncomfortable.
I think I'll just go round about some food for the rest of the group.
Go and make a survival check for me as Dzernan begins doing a little foraging in the woods.
That will be a 14.
All right. We'll say you find several little bushes containing plump red berries in small little clusters on them. And upon a little investigation, even though things in this world are a little different, these seem to be very much like berries you've seen before. And upon a quick munching of one, it seems to be a sweet, delectable little red berry. You're able to find several kind of handfuls that look to be of a good ripeness that you're able to pluck from the bush and take back with you.
Wonderful. I'll just bring that back to the rest of the group.
While Dzernan is foraging for breakfast, I think Asin would start creating a little campfire to get cooking, or maybe and help start breaking down camp if there is such a thing. Also, keeping an eye on that door. You never know what's going to pop out of there.
Yes, it should be noted that of a very similar size to the pillars in front of this barrow, the entrance to this barrow is looming over the group several yards away from where they've camped. And while it is an open doorway, there is an almost menacing darkness that fills this doorway and is not easily dispelled by your usual torch or anything.
Mm. Yeah, we had that thing with the light.
In the rock, I used magic. She's like, still has a blanket around her head. She's outside of her little nest. Tess, I used magic.
I know, I'm so proud of you. Here, have a berry. He just feed it to you.
It is a very tasty berry.
Yum.
Yes, Sky, how does the morning ritual routine go for you?
I think she's just playing with the goats.
As there are still the two little goats are still kind of sleepy, but one of them actually, upon Nesrin beginning to move, actually hops out from the pile of blankets. It must have been up in there, and meh, meh,
meh. It's up time, huh?
Begin kind of jumping around.
We'll get up.
Tiny goats, just, they're great.
They're great, just go and get one right now.
Aye, they'll wake you up in the morning. They like to jump, and they like to land on soft bits.
Soft bits including you, because your belly can be soft.
Yeah.
Maybe for you, but I think we're all of, you know, we all have rock hard washboard abs.
We got Liu Gao abs.
Like,
so swimsuit.
I'm playing more realistic.
It's just Liu Gao every single month. No one.
Every month is just a different character's face on Liu Gao's body.
There you go. Yeah. But yes, the pale peach light continues to fill up the eastern portion of the sky and begin hearing the chirpings of some birds.
Old Maggie left, right? She's not with us anymore?
She had encouraged you guys to continue along the path to this, and for you guys it was almost like as you were like waving by, like, alright, we'll see you later, old Maggie, like you were there, and then looking back it's like, oh, there's a forest path. What the fuck?
Grandma was just like, okay, bye, kids. Just like left.
Yeah. So, how do we want to do this?
Well, I think we talked before whether we could do it peacefully or more aggressively. I thought we were going to try more peacefully, and if that didn't work, it would go.
Isn't that normally how most things go?
Usually.
Don't do that either.
Usually.
Well, except for episode 4, but we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that.
What?
What?
Yeah, we just go in.
I think, who would be, not it.
Not it.
I guess I'll go.
That just means
you're
going first.
Yeah, you're the big strong one.
Everyone else, now, yeah. then it's Sky, and then it's Dzernan, and I'll bring up the rear.
All right,
Because I can run the fastest.
Not true, but
you both in the race.
Alright, do you have any torches on you?
Yeah, I got a torch here. Dzernan will strike a torch.
Nice.
Just like to imagine you just hit it against a rock till it ignites.
I try to do something cool and like strike against the edge of the stone, but it doesn't go. And I just, all right, fine, just pull a flint steel and just get steel.
These damn strike anywhere torches.
Idiot.
Dizernan does have a torch that he manages to light.
Thank you, Dizernan. I, Nesrin, will take this torch and lead the way.
I will pass you this torch and allow you to lead the way.
Nesrin. Here I go.
Well, where are you guys getting this torch from? There's no torch.
I just
this
said.
This is improv. Yes, and Ben.
Shut up. No voice in my head.
Shut up, God.
Shut up, God.
I have a torch, yes, and I'm going. She doesn't move. I'm gonna go. Okay, I'm going now. Thanks, Des, for the push.
Desiree just, like, slightly pushes behind him and begins just walking behind her.
Here I go.
So Nesrin begins making her way toward Sky this looming right barrel. Behind. Followed by Sky. Dizernan and Osean, I assume we're going with the... Okay. As you begin walking in, upon passing the threshold of this doorway and this overbearing darkness, doesn't quite encapsulate you all. The torch does give off a light, but it is incredibly dim. The walls to, like, if you were standing in the middle, 5 feet to your left and your right would be the walls, so about a 11-foot passageway. And it's just barely lit by this torch as it gutters and spits unfelt wind, almost extinguishing, but hanging on just ever so slightly. You all begin making your way in. You see that the walls are this bare stone, weathered, kind of cracking in some places, and dusty. Go forward a minute or two, long enough that while the passage has not turned or curved in any sort of fashion, the very vague outline of light, peach morning light, that was the doorway becomes smaller and smaller behind you. Until, Nesrin, you would be the first to notice this, being in front. Come to what appears to be an end to the hallway. At the end of this hallway is a large slab of the stone wall has been carved into a face. It's about 7 feet tall. It takes up most of this hallway in height and almost entirely in width. And it is this deep gray granite, like much of the rest of the walls, that has been carved into the likeness of, I don't want to say old, because that has many connotations, but a older face with many creases and crevices on it, and a large curled beard fans out from this and seems to be the only thing on this wall.
Does it look like as its eyes are open or closed?
The eyes are open.
I wave my hand in front of its eyes.
Nothing happens. It's only faintly lit by the flickering of the torch.
Is it alive? I want to think it is, because most things here seem to be alive.
Do you think he's sleeping?
Hello?
Wait. If he's sleeping... Okay, back in the Highlands, one way we always make sure to get people's attention, right? When they're sleeping, and they're the only one asleep, you can do stuff to them. Watch this. Asin walks up to the face. He taps his crystal, and he casts a cantrip, Mold Earth, which sounds like about, and when he does, he traces little lines, and he's going to use the second effect to cause shapes, colors, or both to appear on the stone, spelling out words, creating images, or shaping patterns. And I think he's going to make it look like he's going to draw a penis on the forehead, but he's also going to give him a monocle.
Good start.
Okay, anybody else got any ideas? In like bright red. like bright red splotches of paint.
So go ahead and make a dexterity check. Or a dexterity or acrobatics if you have proficiency in acrobatics.
Oh, I don't.
Because to get up to this face's forehead does require a bit of kind of climbing up it a little bit.
So that's going to be a dirty 20. And I like to imagine that he's just a little graffiti hoodlum on this one.
Weren't you guys saying we shouldn't be disrespecting, you know, all these fake things?
You know, Des, you have a very good point. I kind of just stopped caring, because we're probably going to die on this island.
I mean, I figured that from day one, but I mean...
Also, let's be honest. From what I can tell, I think these things have a sense of humor.
That's probably true.
You say it doesn't, the wall doesn't reach over it, like the entire, height of the hallway?
So it's think of it as like a motif coming out of the wall, almost. And there is still the wall. So it almost looks like the end of the hallway.
Okay, I see.
Besides, it'll wear off in about an hour, so.
That's why I stopped Karen.
Thomas Press.
You stopped Karen because we don't ever face consequences, right?
Sure, we'll go with that now.
Knock, knock, knock. This is the IRS.
Oh, God, never run for it.
No! I haven't monetized yet!
Turns out none of you have paid taxes, even though you didn't even know you had to, and the magical IRS takes you away. Consequences.
I give him a rabbit pelt to go away.
Here's my taxes.
Does it look like, so it's just carved in, but this is the end. There's no other, like, turnoffs.
It would appear to be the end of the hallway.
Kick the wall. Twice.
I knew it was awake.
Yeah.
Life.
And as this rumbling sound begins kind of resonating down this hallway, there's the small sound of dust trickling to the floor as you all see the face begin to twist and contort a bit. Much like I always think of my grandpa waking up from a nap. I guess he was checking to make sure everything was still there and moving.
You have to at that age.
But it's, yeah, you do. You want to make sure your eyebrow didn't run off. That there's a... And the eyes, with a sound of rocks hitting each other, the eyelids flutter.
What do we have here? It's been a while since I had a visitor. My whole life, in fact. What day is it?
That is an excellent question.
Was it sunny this morning?
I don't know what
I wasn't asking. You was asking the DM.
No. I don't know a DM.
Was it sunny this morning?
Yeah.
There was the peach sun coming up.
It's peach Sunday.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It does.
It does, doesn't it?
You mix in the sweet cream with some of the fresh snow.
I don't know what that is. Is it today or yesterday?
I think yesterday.
Can't be tomorrow yet, surely.
Are you Faker?
No. I am Door.
Hi, Door.
Yes.
We're here to check the ley line.
Mm.
You know who old Maggie is?
No.
It's okay. She's our boss, I guess.
Okay.
Would you be willing to let us through?
I was told as Door, my job was to not do that.
But isn't your job as a door, isn't half of your job as a door to be open?
I'll give you a nice sweet berry if you open up too.
Maybe you have something there, but I don't know. I don't like berries.
Hey, well, but, who's paying you to stay shut? We'll match it.
Question, are you being paid?
I don't know what that is.
I don't either, but I hear that it's something people like to do. They get stuff for doing things. Wait. Excuse me, Mr. Door. I think someone vandalized you while you were sleeping. Now, if you... And, does anyone have a mirror?
What's a mirror?
That's a really good question. Does anyone have a small pool of standing water that is clear enough to be seen? You know, it doesn't matter. Look, you got stuff on your face. And for a small fee of letting us pass through, I can get it off for you.
No, I don't think so.
You're lost, but I hear it spreads.
Oh.
And when he says that, he whispers about, and the paint-looking splotch of a monocle now becomes two big, like, horn-rimmed glasses on his face.
Oh, no! It's spreading!
I kind of like it. It highlights my lashes. Click, click. But you talked about things you like to do. I like riddles.
Oh, we're doomed.
It's one of them doors. Okay, well, let's hear it.
Wait. Do you like asking riddles, or do you like answering riddles?
I never get to ask. I would like to try.
Yeah.
These glasses make me feel smart.
All right, well, This is where my area of expertise does not lie. Sky, you're up.
Because your name rhymes with lie.
I've thought about this one for a while. I'll let you guess. It can't be seen, can't be felt, can't be heard, and can't be smelled. It lies behind stars and under hills, and empty holes it fills. It comes first and follows after, ends life and kills laughter. What is it?
An E?
I've never heard of an E before.
Is it nothing?
No, it is something.
Say it for us again.
Wait, I think it's silence? All right, well, I'm out.
It can't be seen, can't be felt, can't be heard, and can't be smelt. It lies behind stars and under hills, and empty holes it fills. It comes first and follows after, ends life and kills laughter. What is it?
It's darkness.
That's unfair. Okay.
I have one for you. If you don't get it in 3 clicks, you have to open for us.
Wait, can I try?
Yeah, go for it.
Do you understand the concept of woodchuck?
The eyes kind of roll back and forth.
Yes.
All right, I got a riddle for you, and if you can't answer it in 3 clicks, you open the door.
How much is click again? Oh, God.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
None, because the forest is all gone.
Aw.
Damn, I didn't think you'd know the answer. Well, I think we gotta play your game.
Very well. One more, and if you could answer it, I'll let you through. I am something people love. That's just a statement I wanted everyone to know. I was told I am the best door in all this barrel.
You're the friendliest door I've ever met.
I'm not gonna lie, I think he's the best door I've ever seen before.
Flattery will get you nowhere.
Are you blushing?
Oh, is that just spreading?
Yeah, it just keeps spreading more.
Nonetheless, I am something people love or hate. I change people's appearances and thoughts. If a person takes care of themselves, I will go up even higher. To some people, I will fool them. To others, I am a mystery. Some people might try to hide me, but I will show. No matter how hard people try, I will never go down. What am I?
Is it someone's ego?
Yes. Yes, it's your ego.
A good guess, but no.
From what I've heard, most men end up going down at a certain point.
From what I've heard, I hear most everyone goes down at that after a certain point.
Hugh Hefner would disagree.
The Hef can respectfully stay in hell. I don't know. Oh, this is a tough one.
Can you say it again?
Yes.
Maybe it would help if everyone wrote it down.
I just need to hear it one more time. I think I might have the answer.
My hands are full. I'm holding the torch.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that from you.
No, it's okay. I don't want to write.
I can't write. I'm going to be writing everything down, but I want everyone to note that he does write in pictures.
Oh, good. So we're like, what the heck?
I am something people love or hate. I change people's appearances and thoughts. If a person takes care of themselves, I will go even higher. To some people, I will fool them. To others, I am a mystery. Some people might try to hide me, but I will show. No matter how hard people try, I will never go down. What am I?
The only thing I can think of is age.
That's right.
Yes.
I thought a long time on that one. A whole today.
Oh, I was going to say maybe a whole age.
Oh, that would have been very clever.
It's a shame I'm not a door. Then I could be the most clever door.
Union's full.
That's a union?
And as you all ponder the concept of a talking door union...
I wonder what the meetings are like.
Hello, where do they hold everyone? Them?
I hear they're very open and shut. As this large face in the stone, the mouth which had been moving and talking with you all, just kind of opens and continues to stretch and until it stretched the entirety of the hallway. As it just...
Excuse you.
I suggest we get moving.
I go in.
I follow after.
I'm going. Are you coming, Asin? If you're questioning things, you just should stop at this point.
Honestly, I can't really have that much fun against someone again. He can't even really fight back. All right.
So Asin contemplates verbally assaulting this door before leaving.
Just like, move your eyes.
I mean, what was I going to do? Write something in his mouth? I mean, no one's going to see it.
Well, technically, if you go in, everywhere you write is on the inside of his mouth.
No, I'm not. No, it's not that. Just move on.
Okay.
Let's just go.
We're walking.
Thanks, door.
As you just see what looks like a door just meeting halfway. Closing, upon coming shut, you hear a very muffled nap time.
Oh, great.
Was he snoring before?
I don't think he was, otherwise we would have realized that he was not just a wall.
Yeah.
Maybe he's snoring because we're in here. It's a bit congested.
I think he's just pretending to sleep, actually, right now.
Or maybe he's doing it for our benefit so that hear me out. Some people, now this might come as a shock, don't experience everything through their eyes and ears at the same time. So it was a nice ear cue that he just gave us to let us know that his conversation and role in this part of the quest was done, which means that now we can move forward and hopefully not linger too much on the fact that the door is sleeping.
It does, but I always enjoy taking a moment to think back about what we've been through so far and the way we got to this point, you know?
That's fair.
So this guy's just going to keep walking.
Yeah, as you guys continue down a very similar hallway, but the dark doesn't seem quite so oppressive here. The torch, while still guttering and spitting a bit, at least is illuminating the area around you guys a bit more. And you have noticed upon passing through door, the door of door.
Hailing from door.
Are you sure it's not Jimmy Door?
But my friends call me Jimmy.
You've noticed that the hallway has begun curving and going downwards, kind of a corkscrew of a little bit, but it's such a subtle slant that it's not like you guys are sliding down it or anything. Oh, that would have been so cool.
Oh, damn.
Scratch that.
Scratch that. You guys are on a water slide now.
But it's against stone and rock, so it's very painful.
Technically, with the way erosion works, and it depends on what kind of stone it is, it might just be smoothed out.
That's fair, you know.
It depends on how many butts have been in it. If this is the inauguration of this indoor crypt water slide, we're screwed.
Ow!
He's got a point.
Okay.
This is a fair point. As I'll go down this for a bit, it seems to kind of be taking a while. You have noticed that times and distances are a bit odd in a lot of these places, but in particular, it feels as if you've been doing this for a while. Just kind of keeps going and going and going.
I wonder how old I am now.
Well, you're...
Well, we didn't know how old you were from the start, so it's kind of hard to tell right now.
Oh, okay.
I mean, all you gotta do is take the last number you knew and then add what you think has been since then.
I'm probably 30 now.
I'm getting close to my age.
It's been 8 whole years. We've been walking for 8 whole years.
I don't think
I'm 29. I'm not 30 yet.
Yeah, I'd say if you're getting close to the 30, you'd be close to me, but then I'd be around over 40 now. And I don't look like I'm 40 right now.
No, you don't. How old are you?
I'm 35.
Get closer to your 35? Face, trying to think.
Hi, the guys did I not tell you how old I was?
No.
Hey, you look barely a day over 24.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You're much too kind.
You don't look like you're at the edge of your life expectancy.
This is a good opportunity if anyone would like to remind our listeners of kind of base appearance, at least. It had been quite a while since we'd introduced such things like that.
Oh yeah, it has been a really long time.
As the scene in Sky just get like really close to Zernan's face, being like, how old are you?
Count his teeth!
Are there any wrinkles in there?
Wait.
Get off.
Just give me one tooth, and then all I gotta do is see how many rings are in it.
I'm not a tree. That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
That's how my teeth worked when I was a kid.
What?
That's weird.
Why it was one for a really long time.
Yeah, what do you look like?
Well, Dazernan is 35 years old. He's about 5'10". His eyes are a nice warm amber color, and his skin is fair. His hair is black with it has a small streak of silver in it.
Oh, okay, I see it now.
Oh, now I see it.
Oh, now there's the age.
Yeah.
A little salt and pepper. Ladies love that.
And he looks like he weighs probably around 150-ish.
So kind of, well, let's see, 5'10". Yeah, I kind of a little bit of a slender build, which would make sense. Being outdoor lifestyle led is usually not the most fattening one.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Nesrin? How do you look?
How do I look? She leans closer to you, and you see that she has dark brown eyes.
Ooh.
Very, very, like, earth dark brown. She's 21 years old, 5'7". She has pale skin and bright red curly hair. She has a lot of freckles all over her face.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, and she weighs a little bit less than you.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. 140.
Now that we got a good idea of how we both look, Let's see how a scene looks.
Hi, so a scene is a relatively slight build. He's about 5'7". He weighs about, what's that? He's like 11 stone. Anyway, he's got like kind of a long face, shaggy black hair, and he looks younger than he is, but he is 20, so make of that what you will.
So he looks like he's 15.
Yeah.
He's got baby face.
But he's got hazel green eyes and a little sparse facial hair.
Oh.
So that's what I look like.
Yeah.
That's how I've described
myself.
How does
Sky look?
Wait, you have to like lean down because I like was talking to Evan about it because I remembered that Sky is 5 foot, and if Dez is 5'10", that would have been on tiptoes looking at your face.
I like to think Sky just straight up grabbed a part of his shirt and like, get down here.
Yeah, probably just like, and okay.
Get off of me.
Yeah, so Sky is 5 foot. She is blonde. Her hair's about a little bit past her shoulders, but it's the top part of it is braided back, so it's out of her face. She has blue eyes. She's kind of palish. Didn't really work outside a lot, so.
The light of the hearth fire probably illuminated you more than the sun.
Yes. She kind of looks like she's mid.
Okay.
Still kind of young. Her face is a little rounder. She's got like more of like a heart-shaped face.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not all that, even though she is small, she's not very like heavy, but it's definitely more muscle than it is in anything else. But yeah, I don't know how stone works, and she's 105 pounds, so not much.
105 pounds.
That's like three whole sacks of flour.
How much do you weigh? About 2.5 sacks of potatoes.
2.5 sacks of potatoes.
Like, are we talking like good potatoes? Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking like prime potatoes.
Or are we talking about yellow potatoes?
Look, I have nothing against people who like Yukon potatoes, but if I wanted to eat a tiny potato, I would just cut up my potato.
That's what Sky is. Sky is a tiny potato.
Sky is a Yukon potato.
I think Asin is either a red potato, but I think he's more of a sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Well, now that we've gone around and made sure we all haven't aged very much, let's continue on.
Yeah.
We can't be too much further on.
It's taking forever. Mm,
listen to Russet over here.
I know, I'm like at least 10 years older than each of any of you.
Aw.
At least
Grandpa.
This many.
Yes, 10 fingers.
You're reaching your life expectancy.
When we find out you've actually all been sentient potatoes this entire time anyway.
I mean, I always knew that deep down.
But regardless of your spud status. It is as this conversation wraps up and you've all both checked yourselves and your compatriots for the passage of time and decided it hasn't been 8 years, quite yet. As you all kind of turn to begin continuing, you see there is another small doorframe, and in fact something almost unnoticed by all of you as you're walking down here in this purgatory of sloping tunnel in time, is that the hallway has been slowly getting narrower and smaller. So by the time you all have come to this doorway, the hallway's still about 7 feet wide, but it's only about 8 feet tall now. So you all still have a little bit of wiggle room, but it's getting a little more comfy.
Nesrin, we're getting bigger. Look, the hallway's getting smaller.
Yeah, we're growing.
But there is a doorway that's really only indicated as any kind of doorway as from the small jutting of stone from the walls, narrowing it just ever so slightly. And on the other side of this is a, from the flickering of the torch, you can see there seems to be a room on the other side.
Well, we're here.
Should we knock or?
Well, there's a doorway, but no door.
Oh.
Isn't that just a hallway?
I guess. I mean, I don't want to go into it.
I mean, I suppose you could hang up, like, some beads or something. Like, that could
kind of... I'll just go in there.
Okay.
As Osine contemplates what bead pattern he's going to hang in the doorway.
That's very important.
Dizernan does step into the room. Do you take the torch at all with you, or...?
I imagine so.
Right. Here you go.
Have fun.
Nesrin hands off the torch without hopefully, much hesitation.
Hopefully guessing everyone is following behind me.
Yeah. She's more or less watching what's going to happen first, because she doesn't trust the people. Will go with you,
buddy. Cool. Thanks, buddy.
And as you step into the room, you can see that it looks to be a fairly bare room, actually. As you step into the room, you see it seems to be a large rectangle. You are stepping in on the longer side of one of the rectangles, so it's almost kind of like a T. And directly across from this doorway that you all have just come in is bare wall, except for a single sconce holding a torch hanging there. And then to your right, there is just this bare wall, as well as another sconce with a torch on the right side of the doorway. And then on the left side of the doorway is another sconce containing a torch. So there are three, one to the left and right, and one immediately across from you. And then also to the left, on that short side of the wall, is a door?
Oh god, what
because
is it?
Because in this section of wall, you can see what does look to be a very standard wooden door, much as one you have seen many times, a little ring latch to pull it and push it and everything similar, but with the small caveat from most doors you would have encountered, I imagine, I don't want to judge any of y'all for past experiences, because there is it's a 7 foot wide cube, it's a 7 foot cube, so it encompasses floor to ceiling and then 7 feet wide of this pale green, almost translucent material just sitting in a large block in front of this door. Kind of glistens in the torchlight a bit.
I walk up to it and I just kind of poke it.
It has an odd bit of give as you do that, and your pokes and ripples undulating through this. Although they very quickly stop and it returns to its glistening state.
What are you doing?
This is weird,
but
like...
Don't touch it!
But it's fun to touch it.
Stop touching it!
Here, come poke it!
No, don't make me touch it! You roll.
We're
making a contested strength check.
You did not make me touch it!
All right, fine.
Despite Desertin's best efforts, he's unable to make Nesrin touch it.
Fine. I'll just keep poking it at myself then.
Stop it!
Stop touching it without its consent. You don't know if it has a brain.
I look through it, like the cube of it. Does it look like there's anything solid that would be good brain?
Make a perception check.
Is this a living thing?
That's a 19.
Upon kind of walking around it a little bit, upon walking around this, investigating a little more using the flickering torchlight, it appears to be just solid all the way through, as solid as it is, I guess. There doesn't seem to be anything in it or any kind of deviation in this odd, almost fluid thing.
Wait, we keep running into things that we need to talk to get past. So, Asin is going to tap his stick against this thing, as if knocking.
You broke Ben.
Tap on the door and the DM just broke.
Oh, goodness.
What, hello. My name is Asin, son of Sarashi, warlock from the Highlands and a man-witch. We'd like to pass through.
Other than the echoing undulations from the tapping of your stick, there isn't any response.
I don't think it's alive.
I like to imagine that, like, Sky is just, like, watching from the doorway, like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, just, Sky has not fully stepped into the room yet, so she just hears...
What are you doing?
Just come step in, it's fine.
And Sky, upon stepping in, sees this large...
All right, look, I'm going to stick my hand in it, all right?
Mass, and it looms ominously.
I don't think it's alive. All of you. I'm just going to stick my hand in it. Take my other hand just in case.
Oh, right.
And he just plunges his hand into it.
And as Dazernan shoves his hand into the gelatinous mass, it's just slightly colder than you are. It's like anyone that's ever messed around with suction cups, and we're not here to judge why you were doing it. But whenever you get suctioned by something, it is a very solid...
with actual persons living or deceased
or undead.
Places, buildings, and products are not intended or historically accurate or should be inferred.